Salt Lake County Council members challenged County Mayor Ben McAdams Tuesday on the transparency of the process for deciding what homeless populations will occupy the new proposed shelters. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Following a presentation updating council members on homeless initiatives, Republican County Councilman Richard Snellgrove asked what the decision-making process was for deciding which shelter will house which gender. Last week, Shelter the Homeless, the nonprofit that will oversee the county's three new shelters, announced that men will be housed in the South Salt Lake shelter. Shailene Gee, who heads up homelessness efforts at the county, said there was no formal vote taken.
But there have been many meetings and many conversations about what populations need to be served, what types of locations and services need to be present, and especially thinking about single women and especially single men.
The answer didn't satisfy Richard Snellgrove.
I'm still troubled, and I'm not hearing about a time and a place and a manner at which the decision is being made.
Mayor Ben McAdams grew tense as Councilwoman Amy Winter Newton said she'd received questions from constituents that she doesn't know how to answer.
I think it's really important as we go throughout this process to be very transparent on a process, and we've had
I'm going to push back on that, because so this process has been incredibly transparent and incredible work by a lot of people. We had 31 people here at the county, over 7 public hearings, engaging in public input and transparency. So transparency is paramount.
McAdams told the council that stakeholders recommended the decision to shelter the homeless after months of conversations. Whitney Evans, KUER News.